Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and hope you'll check out all the other things, including our blog, our new blog. Well, it's fairly new. It's up within the last month or so, and you can find it there at the homepage, smallbusinessadvocate.com, or you can go to the short one, jbsba.com, if you don't like to type. There's a short URL for you. And here's also a short one that'll get you right to the blog. And that's jimsblog.biz. And you can, don't forget, by the way, you can subscribe to the blog through RSS, really simple syndication. It's some fairly new technology that I think you'll find interesting. So check that out when you get a chance. Jim Cantarucci is our guest. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. He's also the founder of Transition Management Advisors. He's an executive advisor, an author, a professional speaker. He helps people and organizations have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And that's the reason why we were interested in having him speak to us today. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. I like your name, by the way.
Thank you. You have to raise your hand up when you say Cantarucci.
But, no, I meant the first one.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I want to tell you, I think you stole that Jim's blog from me now. You got in there in front of me.
Hey, Jim, one of the things that I like to talk about is how to help small business owners have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And one of the things that we all have to work really hard on is delegation. And one of the things that you talk about is not just delegating the tasks to our people, but delegating the thinking and the creativity and the brilliance. And I want you to talk to us about how your program and your book, how that will help small business owners.
Well, Jim, I'm a small business owner as well, and I know how this works. We tend to be the innovative person in the organization. Usually we start out on our own, and then as we add people, we are the idea person. We're the brains of the outfit, if you will.
Primarily because we were the original keepers of the vision.
Exactly, exactly. So as we all know, and I'm sure you discuss an awful lot, we need to spread that vision as much as possible. What would it be like if the individuals that we work with as small business owners were just as innovative as we were? How about if they could do the thinking as well, so that we don't have to put the bureaucratic rules in place that tend to stymie our organization? How about if in a situation in front of a customer or in producing what we produce, that every one of our people could be brilliant? And that's where we're going with personal brilliance. That's the goal. Rather than taking innovation from the top down, we want it to come from the bottom up, because an organization made up of individuals who possess the habit of innovation is by definition going to be more innovative in the marketplace.
Well, that's well said, Jim, and I agree with you. And see, I've identified a sector of the workforce that I call entrepreneurial employees. Mm-hmm. And these are people who, if they were willing to risk their own capital, would be working for themselves.
Exactly.
But they have everything that the owner has, maybe even more, probably more. All my employees are smarter than me, but they've got an awful lot to offer as an entrepreneur. The only difference between them and the small business owner is they're not ready to risk their own capital. They would rather risk your capital, employing their own creativity, their own personal brilliance, as you say. And I think small business owners need to do a better job of finding those kinds of folks and growing them.
Well, Jim, I'm an exact example of that. Years ago, I was the second employee in a small consulting firm, and then we grew that up. So I had all the benefits of being the owner from a decision-making standpoint and a learning standpoint, but I didn't have any of the financial risk. And that taught me that I could go out on my own. Some folks that are going to be in that situation, and they will never go out on their own, and that's fine too. But we want that type of spirit, as you describe, in our organization. We want the individual that has their personal brilliance, has that habit of innovation in place. Now, what I discovered in my teaching and my coaching with my clients, when we're looking for that kind of skill, is that the catalyst, the natural things, natural traits that we have of awareness, curiosity, focus, and initiative are the keys to develop your personal brilliance. And that this approach that we're talking about applies in all aspects of our life, not just in the work or mm-hmm. or the laboratory setting where we picture the innovator, but actually on the day-to-day activities that we all do. So awareness, curiosity, focus, and initiative, natural traits, if we can enhance those and develop those, we tend to move into that brilliant category that we're talking about.
What... All right, so we've got small business owners saying, "Okay, Cantarucci, I'm with you. I'm buying this. I want some of what you're talking about." What's the first step?
Well, the first step is to let's go through the steps. Awareness is the first step. You know, where are we now? What do we need to do to grow and to get on that journey?
So how much of that awareness, Jim, is awareness of the capability of my people, and how much of it is being aware of my limitations in delegating this delegating the creativity? Because it seems to me that's where the biggest problem is. It's not whether your people are capable, it's whether you're willing to turn it loose.
Well, Jim, you're hitting on it. I think the self-awareness part is the hardest part, and it is two-pronged. It is an awareness of your folks and what their capabilities are, and because we saw them when they didn't know anything, when they first came into our organization,
right.
It's real easy to get stuck there.
Well, you're always a little boy to your mother.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly
right. They never stop seeing you out of short pants.
Exactly right. And then because also we're such risk takers as small business owners, and we tend to be so dependent upon ourselves, it's real easy to not see the blind spots of where we might need to develop a little further ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so that self-awareness is critical, and it is the most difficult thing to do. And many times you need somebody to help you with that. So,
right.
So that's a good thing to do.
And that's where the book comes in, which, by the way, is called Personal Brilliance. Tell us where the book's available, Jim.
The book should be available in bookstores within days, and it's available, of course, online at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com as well.
All right, and I'm going to spell Jim's last name for him. It's Cantarucci. It's almost as bad as Blasingame. 20 after, we'll be right back with Jim Cantarucci after these messages. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Jim Cantarucci, the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits That Create a Lifetime of Success. And Jim, give us your website again, please.
It's www.mypersonalbrilliance.com, mypersonalbrilliance.com.
All right. And we're talking about some of the... Oh, by the way, folks, I want to point out that, Jim, you have something you call the Personal Brilliance Quotient.
Yeah,
we're gonna get back to those tips that Jim had in a second, but I want you to talk to us about that and the little quotient test that you have on your exam.
Jim, before the break we talked about tools, and the personal brilliance quotient is really the entry point into the number of tools that we have to help develop personal brilliance. And you know, Jim, as I began to speak to audiences about this topic years ago through the surveys and so forth, I found that there are many people who I thought of as innovative and that it accomplished significant things. It just didn't think they were innovative, let alone brilliant. It's really hard for us to see our own brilliance. So I
don't have a problem with that, Jim.
I look at the development of personal brilliance as a process or a practice. So I developed the personal brilliance quotient as a simple way for people to see where they are and where to focus their efforts around the four catalysts. So you
it's
can see
20,
that if you're
strength, about 20 questions, isn't it? That they
it's about 20 questions takes about 5 minutes, and then we personalize the results for you. So you can get a blueprint for not only how to read the book, but how to begin the journey, and then additional tools as you join the online community at mypersonalbrands.com. Every time you visit the website, a customized exercise is provided for you, so that as you're working through the process, based on your personal brand's quotient score, you can get a good feel for how to work.
All that's free?
All that's free, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because I saw the test there. I haven't finished it, but I plan to do that. So folks,
and Jim, when you get to the end, when you get to the end of the quotient, there's a free gift for you as well.
So. All right. Well, we like free gifts around here, so I'll be sure to finish that. Okay. Now, that's by the way, folks. I hope you'll go and take that little test there at mypersonalbrilliance.com. Let's get back to the tips. We were on number two.
On the catalyst?
Yeah, the catalyst, the things.
Sure.
The first one was awareness.
Right. And when we talk about curiosity is actively exploring the environment, asking questions, investigating possibilities, and then possessing both a sense of wonder and doubt. Innovation can come, brilliance can come from a sense of wonder. Think of the child, wow, I see something new, and innovation springs through that. But it also can come from doubt. And as a small business owner, many times our questioning of a process or a procedure or something that's happened with a customer could be critical to finding the solution. So asking questions is necessary. We do it as a child naturally. We all know the two-year-old. We can't stop asking the why questions. But what happens when we're in our 40s that we don't ask hardly any questions through the day? Is it because we're so wise that we know everything, or have we trained our brains not to ask the question? The curiosity is key here.
Isn't that one of the most powerful characteristics of any human being, curiosity?
Exactly. You can't get the right answers unless you have the right questions.
And isn't that the kind of characteristic that we should be looking for when we hire people? And how would we do that? How would we measure curiosity when we were looking to hire somebody?
Well, I think it's very easy in an interview situation to gauge how much the candidate is interested in your organization by the questions that they ask. I just don't understand the situation where somebody says, I don't have any questions. You've explained it well. Because even if I disagree with what you're talking about, I have some questions for you. If I agree, I certainly have some questions because I want to dig a little deeper. So just gauging literally the number and quality of questions of the interview candidate can determine whether or not they're going to be a great employee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they might be a bothersome employee because they're going to ask a lot of questions.
Like a 5-year-old.
But that's what we want. Exactly.
That's what we want. All right, what's next?
Focus. Now, we need to go beneath the surface and give our attention to what we're doing now. And I think that an entrepreneur, a small business owner, is very good at this. Although we're multitasking a lot, we have our focus on what's going on now, and I think we need to enhance that. Now, when I talk about focus, Jim, we're not talking about a laser beam focus at the expense of everything else. You know, the teenager with the Game Boy, and you could, knock them over with a bus, and they wouldn't even notice.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we're talking about. What I'm talking about is more of a 360-degree focus. So rather than a laser beam, think more like a spotlight, where it starts with a small beam, but then it opens up. Because what we want to see are all the possible and potential solutions that are floating around, and we want to make sure we grab those. So we want to have an awareness, one of the catalysts, of a potential solution. So our focus has to be open, it has to be calm, but it has to be beyond just what's right in front of us. And so it's a different concept that takes a little bit of explanation, but I think it's key that I found in running a business. In fact, when you take the personal brilliance quotient, if you're strongest in focus, we give you the tag chief executive, because I think that's the epitome of a chief executive, is that ability to see the disparate pieces of information, pull them together into a solution.
Give us the website one more time.
It's mypersonalbrilliance.com.
That's where you can go to take the quotient test, folks. I hope you'll do that. It's easy. I've started it. I didn't get to finish it, but it's easy to do. You won't have any problem. It won't hurt at all, and you might learn something, and it's free. We like free things. Hey, Jim, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be with you.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Personal Brilliance, available wherever books are sold. Quick break, right back with Leslie Kossoff. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.